2 weeks ago, Marta Martinez and Karina Morales Rodriguez were shot dead in downtown Yakima. Then, before the central Washington city could grieve those deaths, three more people were shot and killed in gang and drug-related disputes this past weekend. All of this has people in Yakima asking how to prevent more gun deaths. Carmen Mendez is a newly elected member of the Yakima City Council and executive director of the Safe Yakima Valley Coalition. And tonight, she's holding a citywide listening session to discuss that question and hopefully come up with some community-centered answers. Carmen Mendez told me she was on a police ride-along when she heard about the most recent shootings.
When the first shooting was called in and all of a sudden the computer was going crazy and I asked Officer Quinones, what's going on? He said, this is our priority call. There's just been a shooting.
And what did you think when you heard about it?
I was afraid. For a moment, I thought he was, you know, he had to go drop me off. But it happened 2 blocks away from where I live. And within a few hours, we received another email about the next incident and so on. And I think there's a lot of fear, not only fear that I felt for myself, but a lot of fear in our community and troublesome for all of us that we're living here and have kids and having to work here. It's just a tough time for our county.
Carmen, would it be fair to say that people are still trying to process how to respond to this?
Absolutely. I myself am not quite sure how to handle everything that's happening, and this is why we need to be able to hear from the rest of the community. And to be completely honest, I think we're still grieving about it as a community. The fact that 5 deaths happened within a 2 weeks period is unheard of for Yakima, and they're all unrelated. And so it's really tragic, and because of that, we need to be able to start having conversations with the community as a whole.
Are you seeing any signs of hope, or is that too soon to say?
I think that would be too soon to say. It's been less than a week, and I don't know how we're going to come out of this.
And you're holding a citywide listening session tonight to talk about these shootings. So what solutions are you hoping are going to come out of it?
You know, hopefully we have an opportunity to hear from residents about some of the things that they're worried about, but also to hear from county agencies and citywide agencies about what is currently being done and how can we help as a community to address these issues.
So how do you know the way to solve this problem isn't through city government or police, but through Yakima residents having these conversations about the killings at home?
I think that the sheriff's department or the police department aren't the only ones responsible for community safety. I think that community safety is every resident's responsibility, being watchful, knowing your neighbors. And I think that even though the community is still grieving, it's an opportunity to come together and talk about some of the root causes as to why these young men are doing these sort of things and how do we prevent our future generations from having that sort of future.
Carmen Mendez is a Yakima City councilwoman. She's also the executive director of Safe Yakima Valley. Tonight, she's holding a community-wide meeting to try to figure out how to reduce gun violence in Yakima.